Then as you became chairman in 79, there were challenges. Williams was a diversified company, owned a fertilizer operation, an interest in a coal company, oil and gas production, and telecommunications.
That's right.
And then two things happened, causing you to rethink the direction of the company. Ronald Reagan was elected and kicked inflation in the head, and you thought inflation was here to stay.
Yes.
Talk to us about that time.
Well, Ronald Reagan was elected, and he was going to kill inflation. It never occurred to anybody that that was going to happen. So a lot of these projects that John had gotten us into depended upon inflation making the investment more and more valuable down the road.
And then a recession set in, and you realized you didn't need an inflation-resilient company.
That's correct. So I decided that we had to reorganize, and also wanted to get us out of the coal business. I had a tough time there because John was sort of deemed as the man of great brilliance that got us into these different diversifications, and then here comes this kid that says we're going to get out of a lot of them. But John was okay. He said, I don't agree with you, but you're running the company. I hear your rationale, so you go ahead and live with it and get it done.
That's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Even though he disagreed.
He was an amazing guy.
Yeah, that is amazing. Then you discovered mutual funds were performing.
That was an important discovery. Why it hadn't occurred to anybody else, I don't know. But we adopted as a strategy to diversify into lots of different types of businesses so that you would have ability through diversification to not be victims of any one business or whatever. When the mutual funds came along, without you investing major bucks in machinery, labor, and whatever, the mutual funds with a computer, which none of us knew much about at that time, could build any type of company in the world on paper and get the benefits of diversification, buying and selling the winners and the losers without having to physically do it. It was a different world than the diversified strategy that we had gone into, and I decided that is the new world. And John looked at me and he said, you're crazy. That's not the way it's going to work. And I said, well, John, I believe it is the way it's going to work. I don't want to get caught with huge investments in iron when somebody makes it obsolete by investing in computer-generated diversification.
Well, you had hard assets. You had coal, phosphate, oil and gas, and you figured owning that would not be good. So you were in a quandary. And then didn't you ask management to find some more ways to get profit from the existing assets of Williams?